Tesh Matters, 10 till 1 on Kane Radio, AM 1240.
And a good evening to you. 11 minutes after 6 o'clock, Jeff Boggs with you, along with Coach Rhett Pelche, the Lorville Tigers Sports Show here on Kane Radio AM 1240, brought to you in part by Bayard Transportation and the Rural Health Clinic. Appreciate their support of our broadcast today as we welcome Coach Pelche back. Missed you last week, man.
Yeah. You know, we had the reschedule of a JV game, and, you know, I'm always excited to get those guys games whenever possible. So, and glad to be here.
And what is it that you get out of those JV games? You're looking at the future, but
it's an opportunity for our younger guys, especially our freshmen. We have such a large freshman class this year. It's a good opportunity to get those guys reps where they may not get that in a varsity game. So we look forward to those games, and actually we're trying to schedule Brobridge again for next week because we were supposed to play another team. And, you know, smaller schools, sometimes when there's injuries, they don't have enough to play JV. So, we have to scramble and get a game whenever that happens.
All right. So we'll look forward to that news if you get it. I know rough game Friday evening, back at it on your regular schedule against a very good Lafayette Christian team. Recap that one for us.
Lafayette Christian is it's a good ball club. Their quarterback's really good. They do have a lot of athletes that they've added to their program. Like I said before, we are still to this day overcoming the large learning curve that we have. We have such a large number of kids playing for their first year. We're trying to limit those mistakes as much as possible. And, a few of those mistakes happened early in the game. LCA was able to jump out to a 14-point lead. And, we began to, gain momentum a little bit. At one point, it was 28-14. We were driving. And, there was a call that, really swung the momentum in their favor. We threw a screen pass to one of our receivers. The official ruled it as a fumble. Catch fumble. They picked it up, returned it, and made it 35-14. Sending the clip into the association, they did rule it that it was the wrong call. But, that's what happens. And instead of, us driving the score and it being 28-20, now we're down 35-14, and that really makes a big difference mentally with those kids.
Yeah, and in momentum in general. There is something to momentum.
Yeah, there is. There is. Kids feed off of that.
Absolutely, and we do too. As adults, indeed. Apart from those calls, what did you see in film that you think you can correct?
It's little small details, that we on a daily basis review with our kids is, running the right route, running at the, a certain depth, defensively. Know your responsibility on defense. If we have a certain coverage call with a blitz tag to it, then certain guys know, they're in certain pass coverage. And, there was some miscommunication and, misassignments on certain plays against LCA where, we did have a few guys that were not covered as we're supposed to be. And, it ended up hurting us, So those are things that can't be corrected on film and, will be corrected in the future.
There you go. I want to go back to the VC game since we really haven't had a chance to talk about that game since it happened. Mm-hmm. The unusual Saturday schedule and that kind of a situation. How did that play into that outcome?
First game of the season. I think some more guy first year players a little nervous. And VC has a good team. They throw the ball well. And, we struggled at times in getting in our pass drops and, gave up a few easy touchdowns where, if we would have been in the right position, it wouldn't have happened. So,
you take the two games and you hope from week one to week two to grow a little bit. What do you see now from two to three? What do you think you can correct there as you get ready for Welsh?
Well, it's just we have to focus and get tuned in on what we need to do for Lorville High School. We can't really worry too much about what Welsh is trying to do because we need to make sure that we are 100% on in tune on to what we're doing, you know, defensively and offensively and special teams, you know. And once we get there, you know, things will be, get easier. It's just those first-year guys, and, you know, we even have some guys that had a little bit of experience last year playing, but not starters. You know, it's we just have to build on that.
There you go. What do we know about Welsh, though, and how do you handle a team like that? They're 1-0. They missed their first game of the season, one of the many games canceled in week number one due to Hurricane Harvey or other related issues.
You know, well, they're definitely a lot better. We played them in 2013 in the quarterfinals. And they definitely are a lot better now than they were back then. They have a lot of size and strength. You know, they run a spread on offense. They're 4-2-5, cover 3 on defense. They have 17 returning starters. They do have a lot of size, as I said. They have a couple 300-pound linemen. Their quarterback is really good. You know, he's a returning starter, and he runs the offense well. And they're pretty balanced. You know, it's kind of like what the defense is giving you. You know, they can throw the ball well. They can also run it well. So, you know, we just have to be prepared, you know, as to, you know, what Coach Sutton has game planned and execute that.
You know, Welsh beat Kaplan last week, and, you know, I was doing sort of catch-up on some of my prep and noticed that Acadiana just barely got past Kaplan. I thought that was impressive that Kaplan hung in there, and I know it doesn't necessarily equate one week to the other.
Right.
But Welsh seemingly beat a pretty good Kaplan team there.
Yeah, not taking away anything from Kaplan. They are a good ball team.
Yeah.
You know, and as is Welsh. You know, it was a good football game.
So as far as individual matchups, again, I know you say, hey, we got to get ourselves straight. This is what we have to do despite or no matter what it is Welsh shows us. We just got to get on track.
Right. You know, and offensively, I like our game plan. You know, now, you know, whether we can limit the mistakes in order to execute that, you know, hopefully, you know, that will be possible. And defensively, you know, these kids, you know, defensively we need to be tuned in and retain the information that Coach Sutton has, you know, installed this week in order to defend their offense.
Very good. Are we fairly healthy at this point? We've had decent nights, not a lot of cramping, I'm guessing.
Yeah, nothing major. You know, we have a few kids nicked up a little bit, but, you know, nothing major.
Yeah, we've had some nice cool weather. Could be a little bit warmer than we've witnessed in the last couple of days, I guess.
Right.
You know, the conditioning aspect of the program, you hope that pays off when you might kick off at 88, 89 degrees this Friday night.
Yeah, you know, I mean, in the turf field, it gets a little humid, but I think our kids have adjusted to that well. You know, we haven't seen any issues with the humidity as far as, you know, during practice time. You know, we hydrate them. We have several water breaks, and the officials do a good job of, you know, in that first month of the season, you had that 6-minute water break. So I think they do a good job of that.
Yeah, we saw that during the Jamboree. I didn't do a game last Friday night. I'm not sure if they were doing it in those games because, you know, it was fairly mild.
Right, yeah. But we did have, you know, the 6-minute mark timeouts last game, so.
Very good. We'll take a time out. Once again, I want to thank a couple of our sponsors, including Berard Transportation and the Rural Health Clinic. Stay with us. More Lorville High School sports talk coming up after these. And, of course, your questions welcome at 367-1240. 367-1240.
In 1945, Roy Berard started Berard Transportation, a company that quickly became the leader in the heavy transport industry, transporting offshore platforms, mega yachts, and other projects weighing thousands of tons. Today, we are constantly investing in the latest technological advances to ensure that our clients receive the best and safest services. Visit us online at berardtransport.com or on Facebook. The Berard team would like to wish the Lorville Tigers a great season. Go Tigers.
How do you decide which dealership to buy a car from? I mean, they all get the same incentives and rebates from the manufacturer, so price isn't really the issue. Isn't it really about how you're treated, the service you get while buying your car, how well they take care of your vehicle after the sale, and about who you trust? At J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, we work hard to make the car buying experience a great one. We know that you know what you want in a vehicle and how much you want to spend, so J.P. Thibodeau will offer you the new Honda, Nissan, or Kia you want with no-hassle pricing. No hidden dealer fees, and we make the transaction easy. At J.P. Thibodeau, we make ownership easy, too, offering 24/7 online service scheduling and a complimentary maintenance package. Visit J.P. Thibodeau Honda, Nissan, and Kia, where you make the drive and we'll make the deal. Highway 90, exit 126, or at jpthibodeau.com.
J.P. Thibodeau, automotive import store.
A blown tire, overheated engine, empty gas tank. There's mayhem on the road. That's why you need roadside assistance. What you don't need is to pay a fee, even if you don't use it. Introducing Good Hands Roadside Assistance from Allstate. You'll never pay a dime unless you use it. And it's open to everyone, not just Allstate customers.
Get registered for Good Hands Roadside Assistance for free. Call New Iberia Allstate agent Jimmy Champagne today. Go to allstate.com/roadside to get important information. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Northbrook, Illinois.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
The Rural Health Clinic of Lauraville is a complete family practice clinic treating patients from infancy through adulthood. Brock Romero and staff offer a variety of services such as preventative care and health maintenance, treatment of acute and chronic diseases, hypertension and diabetic management, CDL school and sports physical exams, labs, EKGs and drug screens, minor emergency procedures and more. The staff at the Rural Health Clinic of Lauraville wish the Lauraville Tigers a great season.
Your home for high school sports. Kane Radio, AM 1240.
And again, we welcome you back here on Kane, Lauraville Tigers Sports Show. Once again, it's brought to you in part by Rural Health Clinic and Bayard Transportation. And let's remind folks what those two organizations do for Lauraville sports.
Yeah, you know, Braden is a real big booster for Lauraville High School academically and athletically. You know, he's one of the guys that took charge of starting our youth program last year. So, you know, we have I think it might be 6U maybe with flag on up to 13U. I think we have four tackle teams and maybe one or two flag teams. So, you know, we have a lot of former alumni that are helping out coaching these kids, you know, doing a great job. You know, we're playing in a new league this year that's very competitive, and, you know, they're coaching the kids up, teaching them the proper technique, you know, which is going to benefit us in the future. And then Brock at the Rural Health Clinic, you know, he, great guy, you know, I went to school with him. He does all our physicals for the football team. He actually comes to the school to do the physicals, which is great, you know, very accommodating to us. So, you know, and they're very helpful, you know, with other programs at Lauraville High School other than football.
Yeah, absolutely, and appreciate their support of Lauraville High as well as our broadcast here tonight. Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned that. Of course, as you're well aware, Brad Clifton sat in for you last week, and mm-hmm. he was pretty excited about last Saturday heading in. And by the way, Brad did a great job for us.
Yes, he did.
I appreciated that. But they did kick off the youth season in Abbeville last week. Did you get a report on any of that?
I don't know the scores exactly. Like I said, we had a busy weekend. Now, I do know our junior high played Central Catholic yesterday. The eighth grade won 42-21, and the seventh graders won in their game 37-0. And, you know, yesterday we played Brobridge and JV. You know, I was proud of our kids. We did lose 22-16, but, you know, we were very competitive, and it was down to the wire. Like, we had the ball at the end of the game driving in the score, which, you know, we did have a score called back and ended up not scoring. But, you know, I was really proud of our kids for the way they competed last night.
Very, very good, very good. So nothing tonight. Tomorrow night there is no the undercard, so to speak.
No,
tomorrow night's clear.
Yes.
All right. Friday night back at home against Welsh. May want to remind us about some opportunities there for fans. I understand we're sold out of the Tiger Den.
Yeah, Braden said we are full.
There you go. Max which
capacity.
Is great to see.
Yes, it is.
So, again, other fans will have to look on and say, next year I'm going to get my tickets.
Hopefully get them early. You know, yeah. That's the only way to do it.
It'd be great to see maybe a possibility to expand that. I don't remember exactly the space
I know Braden,
over there.
Braden had mentioned some things, but, you know, that's kind of a school board regulation type thing. So we'll have to look into that and see. So, but it might be an option.
There you go. But again, home game, any information fans need to know about this particular Friday?
I think pre-sale tickets can be bought at the office, so you don't have to wait in line. I think the tickets are $8 at the gate. You can call, I think the office phone is area code 337-229-4701.
Very good, very good. Again, looking forward to a good crowd out there, especially after you guys were on the road next week. I wanted to take a look at the district, your thoughts. Again, only through 2 weeks and obviously non-district games, but maybe not too much of a surprise with the two teams 2-0, Ascension Episcopal and Catholic High.
Yeah, as expected, those two programs are really competitive and Ascension is coming off a state championship appearance, and Catholic has their quarterback returning as well as the
tailback.
Yeah, the running
Stokes.
Back. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, they do a good job in running their offense. So, we just look for those two games to be really competitive.
Now, another team that's had a decent start or at least a surprising start. Is Generette splitting their first two games, winning one 14-6, losing another 14-6 last week against Westgate, but a surprising start for those guys.
Yeah, and last year when we played Generette, I thought those guys were really improved from the previous couple of years. Now I haven't had a chance to see them on film yet. We haven't gotten their film trade for this week. Based on last year what I saw, they were a much improved ball club.
Yeah.
And their numbers were increased, from previous years. So.
And I was impressed at the Jamboree, the crowd they had. They brought in with them. That's true.
We played the first game, so I didn't see any of that.
Understood that. But yeah. I'll tell you, it was nice to see the support. In years past, games past that I've done over there, not a big fan base or not
right.
showing up.
Right.
But hopefully that's not the case. In fact, we're going to see your team play at Generette the Thursday of Sugarcane Festival weekend.
Sounds great.
So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. And obviously next week we'll talk more about that particular contest. By the way, the Thursday game, does that change any other issue for other games in the week?
No, we're going to try to play that JV game on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, not Wednesday.
Real good. So, again, going down the line there, Delcom 0-1, struggling against Oberlin. Their first game was canceled.
Yeah. We saw Delcom in the Jamboree.
Yeah.
So, I think, Mark's doing what he can at Delcom, and trying to get his numbers up. I think he did say he had a large freshman and sophomore class, so they're really young right now, So, I think, as they get older, you'll see Delcom start to improve.
Yeah. West St. Mary and Franklin, both at 0-2. Any surprises there at this point? I know this is your first year seeing Franklin in the district.
Yeah, well, we played Franklin last year, week one.
That's true.
Last couple of years. And, they're always have some good-sized kids and, a lot of athletic skill guys. So, and we were fortunate enough to beat Franklin week one. We jumped on them 20-0, and, their athleticism took over, and they made a ball game out of it. And then West St. Mary, is an athletic team as well.
So again, district not any big surprises yet. Other than I'm sure you'd like to be sitting
right.
in a better position
right.
than you are right now.
Yeah.
Once again, talking to Coach Rhett Pelche, Lorville Tigers Sports Show. We'll take a time out. Back with more right after these.
The Rural Health Clinic of Lorville is a complete family practice clinic treating patients from infancy through adulthood. Brock Romero and staff offer a variety of services such as preventative care and health maintenance, treatment of acute and chronic diseases, hypertension and diabetic management, CDL school and sports physical exams, labs, EKGs and drug screens, minor emergency procedures, and more. The staff at the Rural Health Clinic of Lorville wish the Lorville Tigers a great season.
Hi, this is Larry Miller from your locally owned and operated McDonald's. For a limited time, we're selling any soft drink for $1. We not only have the best soft drinks, but we have them at the best price. We have the cleanest filtered water, the colder temperatures, the best flavor, and the most perfectly carbonated soft drinks around. Why not use one of our speedy drive-thrus, and you don't even have to get out of your car? McDonald's and any size soft drink for $1. I'm loving it.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Ford F-150 Super Crew. Now only $29,990. $29,990 for the Super Crew.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in Louisiana so special? They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the Louisiana High School Athletic Association and the Louisiana High School Athletic Directors Association.
When considering your health care, you don't have to leave Iberia Parish for nationally recognized care and service. Iberia Medical Center has been serving the parish and surrounding communities since 1960, celebrating 55 years of health care this year. They're recognized nationally for patient care, receiving the Women's Choice Award as one of America's best hospitals for patient experience for two consecutive years. They've received the Studer Group Excellence in Patients Care Award for communication with doctors, and they were designated as one of Louisiana's top hospitals in both 2013 and 14. Iberia Medical Center, improving the health and quality of life in our community.
In 1945, Roy Berard started Berard Transportation, a company that quickly became the leader in the heavy transport industry, transporting offshore platforms, mega yachts, and other projects weighing thousands of tons. Today, we are constantly investing in the latest technological advances to ensure that our clients receive the best and safest services. Visit us online at berardtransport.com or on Facebook. The Berard team would like to wish the Lauraville Tigers a great season. Go Tigers.
Your home for high school sports. Kane Radio, AM 1240.
And again, we welcome you back. Lauraville Tigers Sports Show, brought to you in part by Berard Transportation and the Rural Health Clinic. Appreciate again their support of our broadcast here on Kane. And Coach Rhett Pelche joins us. Phone lines are open at 367-1240, 367-1240, our phone number. LHSAA had a big meeting today. I think it, one of their regular meetings, but they had a rather lengthy agenda. And one of them included Southern Labs, appeal.
Yeah.
The appeals, many issues, appeal issues were on the agenda today, and I see, according to Robin over at The Advocate, Southern Labs football playoff ban was reduced from 2 years to one and also saw two players gain eligibility through an appeal to the executive committee today. LHSAA board voted to uphold the one-year suspension of former Southern Lab coach Marcus Randall, also upheld the fines reimbursement of playoff money. Appeal held at the office lasted more than 2 hours, was closed to the public. Southern Lab director, athletic director Herman Brister Jr. said, "We're excited that the student athletes will be able to participate. We're here for our students first. Seeing they were not punished is a good thing. Being able to compete for championship honors next year is a good thing. Now we want to put the class of 2018 in the best position to enjoy their senior year." Southern Lab's playoff ban will be for this season. Randall and his attorney, Jill Kraft, were on site but were not granted access to the appeal. Kraft said they'll go through legal channels to clear Randall's name, seek restitution. Randall said he has never been informed of the violations that netted him a one-year suspension by either the association or the school. Randall said he never recruited athletes illegally for Southern Lab or any other school that he coached for. Executive Director Eddie Bonine said there has only been one situation in his tenure that allowed a former coach at a school to appeal sanctions. Brister declined comment on Randall. $5,000 fine related to the sanctions and $12,000 in guarantee money and gate receipts from three playoff games need to be paid by the school. Money from the playoff gate receipts will be dispersed to the schools. Kittens, and I still don't get that nickname. I mean, I get it, but again, for a football team, I'd find some other name. You know, Cubs, well, I guess that's taken by I forget
University.
Who. Yeah, but played in the 2016 playoffs prior to the title game. School also still vacates the Division IV select titles in both 15 and 16 and runner-up finish in 2014. So still some substantive penalties, but I guess getting those players back is a good situation for them. They, I'm pretty sure they lost their first two games.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's some heavy penalties.
No doubt. And hopefully it sends a message.
Yeah, you know.
And it is a bit of a gray area.
It is. You know, now I think the LHSA is just trying to make a statement, you know, to show that, you know, these schools should abide by the rules and not try to do what they said Southern Lab did, which, you know, I don't know. I mean, nobody knows, but I think that's why those penalties were so harsh.
Yeah. And they're not blaming the kids,
right,
suggesting that they didn't know better.
Right.
Perhaps.
You know, and I think that, you know, the kid, if a kid is trying to go to a public school to play, you know, being that they're not allowed to play at Southern Lab, they shouldn't be penalized. You know, like you said, they don't know any better. You know, they're just trying to go on what somebody's trying to feed them, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, it does underscore again the difference that public and private schools have. Although Southern Lab is a public school, it's a charter school, so they have special dispensations on who can go to that school.
Yeah.
But it does underscore the difference in competition.
Yeah, you know, and kind of like the school that they moved into the public school bracket last year in the middle of the season, Madison Prep.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they played in the select bracket, and then all of a sudden they moved them into the public bracket because there was a loophole found that they don't have more than 25% of the kids attending outside of the zone that they can use, you know, which, you know, you should only be able to play with the kids in your zone anyway. So, you know, I don't know how they determine all that, but, you know, they get by with it.
There you go. I wanted to take a quick look at other games in your district. Again, Lorville, you're going to be hosting Welsh next week in what is week number 3. West St. Mary has a Thursday night game. They're hosting Northwest. So, again, West St. Mary hosting Northwest. Also on Thursday night, Franklin, they're going to be hosting that Lafayette Christian team.
Okay.
You faced. Perhaps you get some good film on Franklin from that particular game. Other games in your district next week. See here. Got to skip down through my schedule. Let's see. Catholic High. They are hosting St. Thomas Aquinas. Generette is hosting Abbeville. And if I missed anybody, I think
Ascension Episcopal.
Ascension Episcopal. They must be playing somebody, right? Yeah, it's also Thursday night. I skipped by it. They're hosting North Vermilion. So, again, for folks looking at the district play, and obviously not into district competition yet, but, again, next week, a week from tomorrow night, you will be in district play.
Yeah.
You only have the one non-district game after that. That's the Catholic Point Coupe game?
Yeah, I think it's week 7. It's the bye date of our district, you know, play. So we're going to be playing over there. So I think that's our furthest road trip during the regular season.
Gotcha. I heard you talking before the show with someone about homecoming activities. What game has been set aside for homecoming?
Franklin.
The Franklin game, okay.
Yes, that's September 29th.
Wasn't sure if maybe it was going to be the Point Coupe game, non-district game, or Franklin.
Yeah,
just
well, we're playing on the road.
Oh, that's so, right.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
So.
Okay. That would make complete sense then. So that offers up a special week of preparation and distraction, I guess.
Yeah. You know, it's always hard to try to keep these guys focused because I understand, you know, when you're a kid, you know, you wanted to do the homecoming activity, the after-hours activity, and, you know, but, you know, they got to remember they have a game to play. Whereas, you know, their classmates in school, they don't. So, you know, hopefully, you know, we can get through that pretty smoothly.
There you go. Any other campus news to report? Fundraisers coming up? Anything along those lines?
Not that I'm aware of currently. Like I said, it's been such a busy week. I really don't know anything outside of football right now.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But, again, we'll look forward to Friday night's game again. Welsh coming to town, and a big order for your guys to get the wheels rolling in the right direction.
Yeah, you know, I'm excited to see the improvement of our guys from last week and the week before, you know, cutting down on the mental mistakes we made and you know, seeing, you know, trying to build on our success, you know. just making the right reads, making the correct blocks, right technique, you know, and just putting a better game together, you know.
Very good. Again, there will be a JV game Tuesday night against Generat.
Doesn't have JV.
Okay.
We're trying to schedule Brobridge again.
That's right. You didn't mention that.
It's not finalized, but that's what we're working on.
Very good. So, again, keep us up to date on that. We'll talk to you Saturday morning following what we hope will be a victory for the Lorville Tigers against Welsh. Anything else before we let you go?
No, that's about it.
All right. Once again, Coach Rhett Pelche joining us for the Lorville Tigers Sports Show, brought to you in part by Bayard Transportation and the Rural Health Clinic. Coach, we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thank you for having me, and let me represent Lorville High School.
Absolutely. We will take a short break, then back into music here on Kane Radio, AM 1240. Have a great evening.
In 1945, Roy Berard started Berard Transportation, a company that quickly became the leader in the heavy transport industry, transporting offshore platforms, mega yachts, and other projects weighing thousands of tons. Today, we are constantly investing in the latest technological advances to ensure that our clients receive the best and safest services. Visit us online at berardtransport.com or on Facebook. The Berard team would like to wish the Lorville Tigers a great season. Go Tigers!
This is Lloyd Patu.
And I'm Little Lloyd.
At Southern Style Automotive, with our combined experience, we are able to bring you affordable, quality, pre-owned vehicles.
We take all trades, easy financing, and we give you a vehicle today.
And as a notary, I am available for your convenience. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, we are here for you. We now offer vehicle inspections also.
Southern Style Automotive, great deals, friendly service, and easy financing. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
The Rural Health Clinic of Lorville is a complete family practice clinic treating patients from infancy through adulthood. Brock Romero and staff offer a variety of services such as preventative care and health maintenance, treatment of acute and chronic diseases, hypertension and diabetic management, CDL school and sports physical exams, labs, EKGs and drug screens, minor emergency procedures and more. The staff at the Rural Health Clinic of Lorville wish the Lorville Tigers a great season.